This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, I tell you, Jennifer, she is really a party pooper.
This is Dirt and Sprague.
Jennifer poops at parties? So she poops at parties, and people know this?
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
I poop at parties. I poop at parties, but people don't know because I close the door.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Where does she go for it? Does she visit a water closet and make door of the open so people may see and smell things? This sound horrible.
The Fan.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, and live on YouTube.
He's holding it too long. Throw it, man.
Took a while today, but we're up. We're there. We're hot. We're on. We're here. Happy Tuesday, everybody. We'll Mills out. Get in 10 minutes.
Jokic had 19 assists last night.
Pretty good player.
Second most by a center in NBA history.
MVP. Did he blow a 25-point lead?
No.
I think we just give him the MVP every year. He's still in the NBA now. I've reached that conclusion. He's the best player on the planet, and I don't know if anybody else is close.
Mavs, Lakers going to get people to watch?
It's tonight. We got that first Luka game. First Luka Dallas game.
Yep. The game not at the place for the player doesn't have as much buzz for me. Like, it doesn't mean anything for me as a fan to see the Maverick uniform in LA.
Agree with you.
I know it means something to him. I know it means something for the network. But as an NBA fan,
I think the only thing is like, how does he play tonight? I think that's what you're watching. Like, do you get one of those kind of games from Luka where it's like, dude, I'm going to shoot it 47 times?
But maybe he scores 15 points and they win the game by 10.
Very well could.
The game going back to Dallas is the one that I'm like, oh.
That's the one you hope he plays.
I'll never forget where I watched LeBron come back to Cleveland as a Heat.
We'll never, in the villain era of LeBron James and his black headband.
Oh, my God, dude.
All those fans booing him, and then he came back 3 years later and won an NBA championship for him and took him to 4 straight NBA finals.
Oh, God.
Hell of a memory right there. Hell of a memory. Get your questions into the mail sack, 503-864-6326. We will talk a little bit about that and other NBA news and notes coming up here in the final hour of the show. Before I get to my let's get this guy to March Madness, let's ask the question, what is this team doing? Now, you don't believe everything you see in the media.
Sure.
Because a lot of this stuff is posturing from organizations.
Mm-hmm.
But the NFL Combine's going on this week.
Yeah.
And what happens when the NFL Combine goes around is some GMs and other folks, dignitaries around the league, will come and talk to the media and answer questions. One of the folks who spoke this morning was the general manager of the Atlanta Falcons, Terry Fontenot.
Fontenot.
And he was asked about, hey, you know, you gave that big contract to Kirk Cousins. And then you benched him. And you drafted a quarterback in the top 10. And Michael Penix is now your starting quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
What's the plan with Kirk Cousins? And he said that they are very comfortable keeping Kirk Cousins as their backup quarterback in 2025 and paying him $27.5 million to do so, while also triggering another $10 million to be fully guaranteed for 2026, which kicks in on March 17th if they don't deal him before then.
Now, they certainly have been run through the jokes of the NFL for doing that, right? I remember giving the take after they drafted him in some form of defense. Because I'm a big Penix guy, I loved the fit in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand the Kirk thing at all. And until a team comes up with a pick to go get Kirk Cousins out of sheer desperation...
Which isn't going to happen anytime soon, because all these other teams are going to wait for, all right, where's what's the Stafford situation going to look like? How do the other veterans go?
I said this. I said, you know, it's a ridiculous number, and it's still not financially sound to have done it.
How do you like me now?
But you have maybe the best backup in the NFL next year. And now is he going to be making $50 million for the season?
Oh, is he the best backup in the NFL next year? Ooh. He was pretty bad this year, but it's hard to think of one that's better.
He had some really good moments, too.
Yeah. Not a lot of
what backup would well there was not a lot. Remember the Buck game?
He was pretty bad.
Remember the Buck game?
I don't remember
the
Buck game.
He was swag surfing with the crowd on Prime. Yeah. Hey, they had the comeback. Hey. What backup is better in the NFL to you?
Jameis Winston.
You'd rather have Kirk Cousins.
Are you sure about that? Probably.
One guy will throw the ball to the other team. Well, I guess so did Kirk this year, to be fair.
Kirk Cousins, again, not
Jameis
very...
will throw touchdowns
Kirk
to the other
Cousins,
team.
Again, not very good.
You'd rather have Jameis
year.
Than Kirk Cousins?
Probably not, but I'm just floating the idea out there. Kirk Cousins had 18 touchdowns and 16 interceptions this year.
Well, what were Jameis' numbers, all right? What were Jameis' numbers?
We're both pretty bad.
I love how constantly we're both a little wrong on almost every topic.
Let's see, Jameis Winston's numbers... I'll pull them up.
Okay.
Are you continuing your take?
My point is, you know, you at least have somewhat confident backup situation if something is to happen to Penix. Still not financially sound, still stupid.
You would hope so, yeah.
But you at least are still sitting in at least we got Kirk Cousins, I guess, if Penix gets hurt.
Now, very different sample size because I think Kirk Cousins played more games. He played like three or so more games, I believe, than Jameis Winston did. Jameis Winston, 13 touchdowns, 12 picks. Very, very similar numbers. Very similar numbers.
Kirk Cousins has turned into Jameis Winston.
Yes, he has. That is where he's
telling
at.
Me. Okay.
So, I'm with you. I mean, to their point, there's what else are you going to do? You're just going to cut him and eat the money. You're not going to do that, probably. And nobody's going to trade for him in the short term because they're going to want all these other dominoes to fall. Nobody's desperate or tripping over themselves to go get Kirk Cousins after the year that he had with the contract that he's got for next year. He's the kind of guy that I could see getting dealt come early next season. Quarterback gets hurt and somebody gets desperate and you're like, oh,
didn't you just
well.
Say he's guaranteed? What's the guarantee?
So on March 17th, a $10 million fully guaranteed clause in his contract kicks in for 2026. So not for next year, but for 2026.
So there'll be $10 million on the hook for him even if
for
they trade
for the next year. And then they're on the hook for $27.5 million for the upcoming season.
Gotcha.
So,
but after the 2 years, it largely is not
then
as...
it's the $10 million for 2026. And
that's
it.
Okay.
So they can get out of it after next year.
I mean, they might end up getting out of this okay.
They could. It just is funny to hear him like, yeah, we're fine. $30 million backup quarterback. You know, that worked out.
You
well
still remember how crazy that was in the moment that they had just signed Kirkers.
Shocking.
And then they drafted
Penix.
Shocking. I was just like, what?
Can't even believe that they did that. But hey, it might end up working out for him in the long run because Kirk Cousins is really bad and Michael Penix, at least that gives you a little bit of promise going into the next season.
Yeah.
Let's get to this. So we all know the madness is coming. By the way, we did just sign our new contract extensions. So we got a little leverage around here now. You know, we got a little power. You know, we were walking around the building.
It's Trump time.
And we went to Ryan Cooley, our new jefe, our new boss. We said, hey, listen here, buddy. There's promos running about fan madness returning, and we're not in the promo. We want to be in the promo. We want to be there, and we want to be in the promo. And damn it, we're going to be there.
Yes. Yeah.
So March Madness is right around the corner, and we will be there this year.
Fan Madness last year coincidentally started my Days Without Complaining tracker.
That was the start of it, huh? That was the beginning?
Yeah, I was in a bad spot. Yeah, it was a good spot. Dark times.
Well, we're going to be there, so we're all excited for Madness to be here, and it's right around the corner. I have found somebody that if we don't get this guy at March Madness, we're missing the mark. I want to make sure, though, before we do this, Swag, do you have a notepad and a pencil out to take notes on how to do a proper PA announcing? I just want to be, you are a noted PA guy in the local community.
He's taking a shot at you.
I'm not taking a shot. I'm just saying when you hear greatness like this.
You just said take a notepad
when
out.
You hear greatness, if I hear a great radio host, I'm going to take a notepad out. I'm going to take my notes. How can I improve? How can I get better? We have found maybe the best PA guy out there, Prairie View A&M. Yes, that is correct. This happened in their basketball game yesterday. A three-pointer was made, and get a load of this guy.
Yeah. That's good energy. What was the score? Was it like 13 to 10?
I believe. Hold on, I got the highlight here.
That
I think
would
it was
have been so funny.
I think it was 40 to 25 was your score. No, so they were up 37-24.
Okay.
This three-pointer was made with 1 minute into the second half to put them up 40 to 24.
Does he do that every three-pointer?
I'm hoping that he does. This is on the Panthers Sports Network, by the way. And at Prairie View A&M, there's about 48 people in the crowd. And when there's 48 people in the crowd, you got to get them going.
Yeah.
I love that he has his own hype horn.
He's got his own drop board. Do we have those at Hops Game Swag? We need you with a drop board.
I do not operate the drop board.
Can you do the intro to one of your Hops players that you know is returning this year? Could you just say the name you would as a PA guy right now?
And roll a couple of R's if you can.
Yeah, just say whatever name you can think of. Say it as if you're calling it at the Hops Game.
Oh, I don't know. I'll go with my favorite one.
Okay, give your favorite one. Same Hops level. You're at the Hops right now. Now you're calling it.
In Reno.
Okay.
Now battering. Center fielder, number 7, Jorge Barrosa!
See? I mean, it's way better. It's way better with a hype board. You gotta get this guy a drop board, man. How is this guy not in you imagine the scene of somebody hitting a big three-pointer late in the game. It's one of those crazy upsets. We got a, 14 over a 3. Oh my God, they just hit a 3.
How many pro teams could use this guy at their for their basketball team?
A lot of empty arenas for some of these tanking teams, although there were a lot of folks there at Salt Lake City last night.
What are the Wizards up to right now?
Get this guy.
We'll find out tomorrow.
Get this guy in the nation's capital.
Just say you were surprised by how many empty seats were at Utah. Have you seen the Jazz?
No, I was surprised at how many people were there.
Oh.
I was surprised. I was like, wow, there's actually a decent amount of people at this game. They were like 14-42 on the year.
Also, a lot of them left way before that game was clearly over.
Totally did.
And it came down to the last shot of the game.
They almost won.
There's two ways of looking at this. Do you believe that the guy on the PA should be that? Or is that too much for just a standard three and you need more the Laker guy? Like
Kobe Bryant.
Low monotone. Like simple. Low.
Yeah, well, some people say that guy's low energy. I've come to like it. It's the vibe of the Lakers. I don't know why. But there's two schools of thought there. I think the Pistons guy has this. I think the Miami Heat guy has this.
Dos minutos!
Dos minutos!
We're down 20. We're down 20.
I know there's only 2 minutes left, but you got to get hyped for those last 2 minutes, man. It's dos minutos, dude.
If you told him to take out a notepad.
I mean, I'm just saying. You get your drop board ready to go. I want a drop board. Can I get a drop board at the Hops Games?
We have a separate sound person.
I think he needs to give. You guys need to be in cahoots.
It's Jen Ellis from here.
She's the drop gal at Hops Games?
Yeah.
You guys need to work together on this. Now, get the synergy going.
Well, they have walk-up music for the batters.
I'm saying like when there's like a home run. Don't you call a home run?
No, I don't. I lay out. There's the hype music.
Okay.
Like when the Winterhawks score a goal, TNT comes on, the crowd gets
But then
into
he eventually
it.
Says the goal scorer and the assist from. We get an official
I gotta
score.
I got to announce the next batter coming up. They got the damn pitch clock. We're not, there's no wasting time milking it.
It's a good point by you. If you came up to bat, Andy Johnson.
Yeah. Hey, Daddy Dirk.
I just think drops make everything better,
dude,
that'd
be such a funny nickname for a 19-year-old single-A ball player. They call him Dad.
Hey, Daddy Dirk.
No, the only time I get in and really go is if there's a walk-off. There's a walk-off.
Then you'll go crazy.
Because I announce the final score, Hops win,
and then we get one
stuff.
Of these.
Yeah.
Walk-off! I don't think you would say walk-off. What do you do? Hops win? Hops win?
Yeah, you do hops win.
Hops win.
Mace is good at that. Blazers win! Yeah. Blazers win!
We have text coming in on the best backup quarterbacks in the NFL, so we can play that fun game if you want in the final hour of the show.
You do the opposite of Isaac and Zook. We just debate the best quarterback.
Backup quarterbacks. Before we do any of that, though, let's get to the mail sack, shall we? 503-864-6326. We will answer the questions. We'll do it next on The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Falcons fan Harley saying Kirk Cousins threw one touchdown pass in the last half of the season. He's also still blaming you for cursing his Falcons.
I mean, that's fair.
The curse of the Sprague. Curse of the Sprague.
I call it the curse of the Brady, but you know what I mean? You could, if you want to call it Brandon instead of Brady, I totally get it. I shout out Kirk Cousins, by the way. He won me my Chargers bet on Sprague and Line this year.
Chargers bet.
They were driving, and he threw an end zone interception that would have given them the lead,
yeah,
and the
like,
Chargers covered the number, and I won my bet.
He was a good guy to gamble against this year, unless that was that week 2 game against Philadelphia.
He was.
Mail sack question, here we go. Most hated movie character that wasn't supposed to be a villain. So mine is Jenny from Forrest Gump. She sucks.
That's a good one.
Jar Jar Binks.
That's a great one.
That's good.
I'm going to go Uncle Frank in Home Alone.
Yeah.
Absolute freeloading piece of crap.
Yeah.
Treated his nephew like garbage and just was a freeloader.
I'm trying to think. There's one that stands out to me TV show-wise. It's Walter White's wife. What was her name? Skyler? I know it's TV shows, not movies.
You mean the wife that he covered up the fact that he was drug dealing?
Couldn't stand her. She just complained the entire time. You got a storage unit full of money and you're over here bitching? Look at that. Look at that pile of money.
She was not under...
Set for life.
Am I misremembering the show? Didn't she find out late that he was dealing meth?
Yeah, and then it pissed me off. She was nagging him the entire time.
You became a fan of Walter?
I was a big Walter
guy.
Who
ended up getting his brother-in-law shot.
Yeah, you know, sometimes things
it's
happen.
It's a weird turn by you.
Let's see here.
Details.
Who cares about details? Mailsack, how much money are you willing to spend covering a meal or something else for a friend before making sure you get repaid?
I'm largely in a split or Venmo back, but if I'm in a giving mood, I'll cover a $100 dinner meal.
$100 meal?
Yeah.
Okay. Swag?
Not like total, by the way. Not each.
Not $100 each?
I mean, where am I? Yeah. What kind of meal would that be?
A nice steak dinner.
It's like a $120 dinner total between us. I'll cover a bill once in a while.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. My group is usually one guy will pick up the tab and then the
Everybody
next guy gets
back.
The next one.
Oh,
and
yeah.
All that sort
kinda
of thing.
Kind of rotate around.
So you just kind of rotate around.
Is it even out, though, the prices of the places you're going? Because some places are more expensive than others.
I mean, if it's within $10 to $15, I don't complain.
No.
You ever played credit card roulette?
No, I've not.
It's actually a fun game. I've only done it once, but we went on a big, like, we had some family from out of town, and they loved to try all the local establishments.
Yeah.
So they had like five places they wanted to try. We ended up doing like a food crawl. So we'd go to a pizza joint. We'd get one pizza. We'd each get a slice or two. Went to a taco joint. We did the fish sauce wings. You go to a spot and you take the credit cards of everybody with you. And it always makes the waiter or waitress feel very uncomfortable because they don't really understand what's going on half the time. And you say, hey, put them on your back, shuffle them around.
Pick one,
drop it on the table, and whoever gets picked has to pay for that meal. And then you go to the next restaurant, you take the last one that paid, and you play it with the next ones.
Mm.
And you continue on until everybody has picked up a tab. And sometimes those are off by $12 to $20.
Yeah, but won't even out.
What's $20 for a good time?
Exactly.
I don't care.
No, once you get up to around $150, $200, that's when you're Venmoing or splitting it up or something like that.
Yeah, you got to make sure you're getting your money back there.
I would also add, in big settings like that, I will be, like, I've been at a $380 dinner with a group.
You got alligator arms?
I'm largely the opposite. Despite my cheap nature or reputation on this station, thanks to one radio host, I actually like to pick up that tab, and you can Venmo me because I get those miles.
Yeah, the miles are good.
The miles are good. I don't use them enough, but the miles are good.
Mail sack question. Would you rather watch a Super Bowl with a bunch of clueless people who are asking dumb questions the entire game, or a psycho fan of the losing team who's on the brink of smashing his TV every time the whistle blows?
Oh, the clueless people.
Clueless people. I can't deal with that kind of emotion.
Yeah. I think I would go. Give me the psycho fan. I think I would go psycho fan.
Really?
Yeah, I think I would, yeah.
Because, like, you can't even laugh at him.
Probably wouldn't say anything, but at least I wouldn't have to talk to him. And I can't stand when people ask me questions when I'm trying to watch a football game.
But the guy that's almost going to break doing his TV.
Hey, why are they doing that? Hey, who's this guy from? What's that guy do? Who's this guy? Where's he from?
Well,
can I just watch the, can I?
Is that what I'm getting with
that's
the
what you're,
clueless
It's clueless fan? People who are asking you dumb questions the entire game. That's the question. Or the guy who's just screaming at the I can deal with the guy. I'm that guy.
Yeah.
I scream at the TV. I know that guy. I'll chuckle at him a couple of times as long as he doesn't break my
TV.
No,
the clueless people,
I'll take that.
I can fire barbs back at, and eventually they'll stop asking.
The people
questions.
Who want to have conversations about the commercials while the football's on?
Yeah. Well, I think
what'd you think of that one? It was so emotional.
I think of two. One, I think in a great close game, you're right here. Because even if they're overly emotional.
Because I'm probably yelling at the TV too, like, oh my God!
But also, I kind of get it, right? There's passion there.
Yeah.
But if it's a bad game, I don't know if you could match being at a halftime performance with a bunch of clueless people who only know the halftime performance, and you just in unison are just, bop, 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 bop. A minor. Now it's a halftime party.
Yeah, which, you know, it's supposed to be a football game. I know you guys do endorsements, but would you ever do an ED commercial? If I had ED, I'd have no problem selling.
We actually did.
They
were too good, I guess. Legitimately, as much as I can tell you on air publicly, they were just too good.
Yeah.
That was a complaint.
Got to do what you got to do. Mail sack question. Give me each of your Mount Rushmore's top four fast food menu items.
Oh, man. Okay.
Number one for me is the cheesy Gordita Crunch. It's not even close.
I'm going to go the Double Decker.
Double Decker?
Boy, that was a revelation. And it was a Shaq Olajuwon commercial. That was really cool.
That's what got you going?
Double Decker.
The spicy McChicken at McDonald's, I'm a big fan of right now.
I haven't eaten there in a long time. I'm going to go Double Quarter Pounder from McDonald's with cheese. That's my second.
Okay.
Third, I'm going to go Wendy's Nuggets.
Yeah, Wendy's Nuggets are good.
All time. Spicy, regular, doesn't matter. Wendy's Nuggets are primo. That's my third and fourth item.
I want to balance it out. I don't want to go too many places that are the same.
I'm going to give you a sneaky one off the radar that not enough people are going to give any respect to. The fries are great, and they probably deserve it. I'm going to give an ode to the Big Montana from Arby's.
Mm.
Just a half pound of roast beef covered in Arby's sauce.
Yeah, Arby's is super underrated. In terms of the fast food chatter,
that's my four. That's my Mount
That's a pretty
Rushmore.
Good four. That's a pretty good four.
Yeah.
Swag.
Wow.
The double Western bacon cheeseburger from Carl's Jr.
Oh,
I love that thing.
Yeah,
a little too much.
Fat swag's coming out right now. Feels good, doesn't it?
And then, boy. Well, see, I go to Victor Rico's a lot.
Shout them out.
Yeah.
Screaming from the mountaintop.
I love the Victor Rico's breakfast burrito. Just.
Yeah.
hits me in my feels every time, if you know what I mean.
Exactly. But the fajita burrito.
There you go.
Fantastic.
Good. Yeah. Okay. Wow. I like that.
Got the steak fajita burrito. That's fantastic.
Feel like we're omitting Panda Express orange chicken here. I gotta going, go Panda
well,
Express
see,
orange
I don't
chicken.
Go the, I'm not
Ooh. Panda Express orange chicken with the noodles. So like, dude, I'll house that entire
thing. I would go the teriyaki chicken and the Beijing beef.
And you trying to go healthy
yeah,
at
come
Panda
on,
Express.
Dude. What are we doing?
Well,
here?
The Beijing beef's breaded and
yeah, I mean, I got that orange chicken. What
I mean,
is
it's just
that?
It's the orange chicken. It's chicken.
It's got a little kick to it.
It's chicken. It's delightful, dude.
It's so good.
And then my one old school, just a
it's
good old
chicken.
Fashioned Egg McMuffin. The Egg McMuffin is fantastic.
Yeah, you're not wrong there.
Egg McMuffin's not bad. The hash brown usually does it for me, too. Ooh. Like,
if
I'm doing
the
breakfast.
If you get the meal.
Yeah, you're going to go fatty. Yeah. I put the hash brown on the sausage Egg McMuffin.
Yeah, now I'm hungry, man. What the hell's... Don't do food questions anymore, people. Mail sack question. Best breakfast option. Oh, here we go again. Yeah. Biscuit, croissant, or English muffin?
Oh, I hate this question because it's such an emotion.
I'm going biscuit. Give me biscuit.
I know. A fresh biscuit's so hard to beat.
Fresh biscuit's top.
When it is a true, like, bakery.
Croissant.
The croissant.
Scones I love. They're a little dry. They're always a little dry. I love a good scone. I've appreciated scones. Yeah. I eat the scone. It's a little dry.
But if you're at a higher end place and they know what they're doing with the pastry chef, the croissant,
yeah.
a good croissant is better than a good of the other things.
So like you're on your deathbed and you have the energy to eat one more item. It's hard for me not to side with Swag here. And I love a biscuit. A biscuit is versatile. It's buttery.
Oh,
it's flaky. It's good on a it's the best for a sandwich. But damn it, man, if Brandon's about to die, he's probably going to enjoy the grease and buttered nature of a great croissant.
Mail sack question, front row 300 level or lower bowl seat at Moda Center?
Front?
I'm assuming he's saying like
what?
I'm assuming a Blazer game.
Why would you choose 300 level?
Why would you?
What are we missing there?
Unless,
I don't know.
Are
that's the question.
Like,
that's the question verbatim.
Like for value?
I mean, it is cheaper to be in the 300 level. Maybe it's like top of the lower bowl.
Yeah,
versus the front row. I don't know. Maybe the guy likes front
for
row.
For basketball, front row. Now for hockey, I am top of the.
I don't think
the
it
lower
was
bowl.
A front row question. I think front row for 300.
He said courtside, right?
No, he said lower bowl.
Yeah, lower. It just said lower bowl or front row of the 300 level.
I paid $40 for a Blazer Pacer ticket. I was like eight rows from the hoop. Why would I pay $10
less? Wait, there
less
was three options there.
Level?
What were the three options?
There were just two options.
Oh, I thought you said three.
No, it was front row 300 level or a lower bowl seat.
Sorry,
at the Moda
I thought
Center.
You meant front row.
I'm no, curious to follow that listener. Level. Why would we choose the 300 level here?
I don't know. I don't know.
For,
maybe he's just arguing the price, and there's nobody sitting in front of you, so there's no
actually,
obstruction
hockey,
of your view.
For hockey, maybe I would prefer argument? Front row of the 300 level if I'm center ice, because hockey, I love to be up above. And
you
I
like can, being up high in hockey?
You can see the play. I'm not distracted
no
by the glass.
Way.
Nothing's
You're
refracted
crazy.
There.
I want to bang on that glass. I want to be one of the guys.
You
want to
be the glass banger? You want to... You want to be that guy? You want to be glass banger?
Why would you want to sit higher at a
You can actually see the
listener,
plays
you're going to have to send in your
form.
Logic. I don't know.
What is this? What is that old magnet hockey game you guys used to play as children? It came out in your generation. It was before video games.
Oh, you mean
games.
With the little slider
yeah,
guys?
Yeah, what is that? What was that called?
I forgot what it was
That's
called.
That's what you'd prefer to see? I don't want to be in the action, man. I want to see the spitting on the glass. I want to see a guy just housed and checked into it. I'm all in on that.
Yeah, people are texting him fast food options now. Last one, bacon or sausage?
Bacon.
Bacon. Not easy, but bacon.
Breakfast sausage is so good.
Now, do you like the patty or the link?
Both. I love breakfast food. I hope I'm buried in breakfast food.
Got a pick. Give me a pick. Bacon or sausage?
Yeah, if I'm dying, I'm eating
you
bacon.
Get bacon.
Yeah.
That just
crispy,
greasy.
It has to be crispy. You give me some.
No, I want it straight off the side of the hog, man.
No, I want
it. You like it limpy?
I want it floppy. Give me
I
floppy
want
bacon.
It slightly undercooked.
Yeah, slightly undercooked.
What is wrong
with
you
a piece
guys?
Of fat in there, too.
Oh,
hell yeah.
Super thick cut.
Super thick cut.
Almost a pork belly, basically.
Yes, much. Now we're talking.
You guys
baby.
Like limpy pork belly
Love
bacon?
Love it limp. Love it limp.
What is wrong with you? Crisp is the way to go. There's no other
Jimmy,
alternative.
Jimmy!
All right.
If it's limpy bacon, I actually won't eat it. I've picked it up at a hotel morning buffet.
Yeah.
Out of that little tray.
Too limp for you?
If that thing
girl in your Johnson
hangs off of my tongs, I tong that thing right back. I want nothing to do with you. Now I'm eating Cheerios.
I'm so hungry now, dude. This is so unfair.
Limpy bacon. What is wrong with you?
The NFL did this. It didn't work. Sickos. Will they change it back? We'll get to that. And a decent little night in the association. All right. The poll question is up. Limpy or crisp? We lost a listener. Undercooked bacon. I'm done with this show.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Hashtag
whoa,
crisp.
Hey, hey.
Crisp for life.
No. It's crispy all day. These are the idiots. Tune out to them talking.
We all like limpy bacon on this show. We all like limpy bacon.
I don't really eat a lot of pork product, to be honest with you.
What the hell's the matter with you?
Anything slightly undercooked with pork, I ain't touching. So, yeah.
God, I love pork.
I love the pig.
I love pork so much. We got to stop talking about food, though. Should we move on? Let's move on. Because this isn't going to end well. The NFL did something last year that I was the old man yelling at the clouds about, telling people to get off my lawn. Football used to be great back in my day. They changed the kickoff rule. And we can debate the whole, you know, kickoff returns. Is it safe? We got to care about the players, but let's add another regular season game.
Did we get the numbers, by the way, if the return helped the return?
There are numbers out
there. Many more returns.
But for touchdowns, because just returning for 8 yards does nothing for them.
There was more action in terms of returns, but I don't believe there were more touchdowns.
No, they said there were more returns, so less touchbacks.
I thought it was a stupid rule.
There were fewer injuries.
I let it play out all year. I didn't give the take right away in preseason like everybody. I waited and I waited, and I just...
I didn't think there was all that much strategy involved in it.
No. And now they're looking at, do we need to change it? So one of the things they're looking at is, do we need to make a touchback go out to like the 35-yard line so you can't kick it just out of the end zone? The other thing that was the byproduct of this is that it completely eliminated the surprise onside kick. You can no longer do the surprise onside kick.
You had to notify them.
Yeah, like, hey, FYI here, we're going to be bunting here, so we're going to let you know ahead of time. That's usually how you want to do it when you want to surprise somebody. Here comes a trick play. Heads up. We're going to call a reverse pass. And now the NFL is again having to consider possible alternatives to onside kicks because the Eagles last year had the whole rule change with the 4th and 20. They wanted to do that. So now we're going through this whole another off season of kickoff conversations in the National Football League.
Well, whatever the conversations may end up being, whether they get to do it surprise or no surprise, I don't know. But this is why this sport is the best. Adam Silver has to go up and he does interviews and press conferences. And he's like, we're looking at cutting our quarter times. And everybody goes, what? The NFL goes, hey, we had a rule. Seems like a lot of you are angry. We're going to reevaluate that. Turns out most of you are angry. We're going to change it back.
Change it.
Like, this is why, part of the reason why the NFL is so great. The NFL never gets on their high horse about anything other than abusing their players' bodies.
I love this text. We say, how about we just bring back the way the kickoff used to be?
Amen, brother.
How about that?
You cannot match the excitement of a Devin Hester. He's at the 5.
Oh.
He's at the 10.
Oh.
He's at the 30, the 40, the 50. Like, that call is
just
gone.
Just move the kick back to the 30.
Yeah, I just...
Yeah, where were they kicking from? 35. Where did they move to the 35?
They moved it up and...
Move it back to
most
the 30.
Most of the kicks landed at, like, the 10, and it most doesn't guys have, get tackled.
You know when it really dawned on me? Look, I was against it. I gave you the hot take last offseason. This is stupid, and I'm still against the extra P18 length, too, by the way. It's just too much importance being put on kickers, and I hate kickers. They shouldn't be on the field anyways.
I like it till it ruins my team's game.
Well, then just
until your team
of,
misses a P18.
Get rid of kickoffs, then. Just take it at the 25 and let's go.
Yeah, I'm okay with that, too, although I do enjoy a good kickoff return.
Well, then you never get a Devin
I don't
Hester
understand why
fame.
We can't just have a normal kickoff again. Like, why can't we just have a normal kickoff?
Didn't
think there was any problem with a normal kickoff.
Injuries, Andrew.
Injuries, okay. It's a physical violence sport, so are we going to eliminate tackling, too? Because
we're going to add an 18th game, but injuries on kickoffs.
Guys get hurt, get tackled all the time.
I think the extra game might be worse than kickoffs, but what do I know?
You know when it dawned on me, though? Like, the entire regular season, I don't watch a lot of games outside of, like, Sunday night, Monday night, and Thursday night. I just listen 3 different times where you're watching an entirety of the game.
And Saturday and Christmas.
And Saturday and Christmas. But, like, on Sundays, usually, I'm a red zone viewer, so you're not like watching the whole thing of like, all right, here we go. Here comes a big game. When it dawned on me was big playoff games. missing out on the feeling of like opening kickoff.
I know.
And the cameras are flashing and everybody's like, here they come.
Bears,
like,
Colts.
That entire thing was gone. Instead, yeah. It's like they're lined up 5 yards away from each other, standing there like they're ready to dance at a middle school. And here comes the kickoff and it goes out of the end zone. And,
right. Well,
that was a thud. Okay. That didn't really get me jazzed up for the start of this game.
Look, I don't know if it's going to stay this way forever or if they conclude it goes back. But again, as much as this may bother us, both of these rules, like, this is why it's great.
I mean, you're not wrong. They will evaluate everything every offseason.
They're not touching the right things for me as a fan. Like, get rid of the international games. I hate those. Stop thinking of another game to add that we don't need. But on the little rules, I love how flexible they've been of, damn, that was pass interference and we didn't call it. Let's review it. All right, hey, we didn't change our reviews. We're going to go back. Like, I kind of like that. I wish more sports just didn't live with this so much care that fans are like, your game sucks. Well, what if we cut minutes down? Like, that's not it, man.
Yes.
The NFL will try things and then they'll go back.
When our P1 said Dirt's bacon needs that ED commercial, it does. It's a little limp.
I can't believe both of you like limpy bacon. I didn't expect you to be in that category, Swag.
Swag's got good food taste.
No, he doesn't. Now I'm questioning the cinnamon
and chili. Other than bananas and, you know, strawberries.
Literally every food that's good, Swag hates. Except pork butt.
Who doesn't love a good pork butt, though? Good pork butt?
Love
a good pork butt. Let's answer a million poll questions and entertaining night in the association. Are we excited for it? Let's get to that next on The Fan. Thought at the Vancouver Ford text line, crispy bacon guy is well done steak guy. Stop hating freedom. We can't let the terrorists win. I think you're bad.
That is an awful comp. That's not remotely the same thing.
I think we've learned today that you're a terrorist.
No.
I think that's what we've learned. No. You got a bomb in your underwear over there? What are you doing? Huh? What are you doing in this building? I don't know if I can trust you anymore.
Bomb, 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 bomb.
Dude, you can't say that in a studio, man.
Something's ready to go off.
Let's rattle
crispy
through.
Crispy bacon and well-done steak, those are not the same thing.
It's exactly the same thing.
Crispy bacon is the medium rare steak.
Eating crispy steak is like eating like a piece of bark dust. It just breaks apart. And it's all dry. There's
burnt
no flavor.
It's awful. There's an in between there. It's crispy and it's perfect.
No, it's either floppy or it's nothing. Give me floppy or give me death.
So your wife makes bacon. She makes it floppy?
She makes it floppy.
Mm.
She makes it floppy.
But it's got to be thick cut because if you have thin slices of bacon,
thank you.
Yes,
it's got to be thick,
like
cut.
The half inch thick bacon.
I mean,
well, not quite.
Sure.
Like Costco sells those.
Yeah.
I don't buy those. I like them big.
I like the, it's called thick cut, but it's not, I think, the thickness you guys are talking about.
It's that terrorist thick cut over there.
Well, I go to the butcher. I go to the deli.
You go to the butcher? Yeah.
And
you
got
I get the half pound.
You get the top of your butcher. Say, give me the bacon.
But I don't even buy bacon all that much. I usually get turkey bacon.
Yeah.
It's better for your heart.
Come
what do
on.
You want from me? I'm getting old. All right, I just kind of invited
I think you lost. I think you lost the entire argument there.
I said it.
Why did you admit that?
I instantly regretted it.
Turkey bacon. No wonder you like it crispy. It's because it's not real bacon.
Well, my daughter.
What is it, plant based? What are you making over there?
Well,
you're rubbing together a couple of basil leaves and coming out with a piece of bacon.
My daughter likes the limpy turkey bacon. I'm very disappointed in her, and I tell her every time. I go, here you go, you terrorist.
How do you like your bacon right now? This is neck and neck, 50.7 to 49.3, crispy with the slight early.
I can't believe it's even close.
Go vote on that.
I think if you pulled America, it'd be 70-30.
Dude, there's a lot of fats out there, man.
Fat people don't like crispy bacon?
Fat people like limp bacon.
I'm going to put that up as a poll question. Fat people love limpy bacon?
Deep down, Swag's fat. He knows it.
Oh, dude.
Deep down.
Swagosaurus Rex used to be stomping around that old building.
You could hear him walking around the aisles.
Dirt used to have a water in it. Yeah, the water used to shake. And I was like, oh, Swag's coming.
Like the guy on the toilet in Jurassic Park. This is not going to end well for me.
You got to go when you got to go.
We all know that I'm a fat, so I think this is true. Fat people like limpy bacon. If your team has a top five pick in the NFL draft, would you want them to take Travis Hunter? 75% of you say no, you would not. Do you think Chauncey Billups should be brought back for another season? 75% of you say no so far. Let's see from yesterday. Ovechkin 13 goals away from breaking the all-time goals record. Does that move your sports needle?
Sure 59%
of you say no.
We had people saying Gretzky retired early, and so it's not a... We had one person say he retired early.
I told you this was controversial.
So the record doesn't mean anything. And I'm like, this used to be an untouchable record.
It was an untouchable record. And who would you rather have on your team, Micah Parsons or Baker Mayfield? There are 4 minutes left to go vote on this. 63.2% of people said Micah Parsons over Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, that's okay. You want your podcasting edge rusher who doesn't change any outcome of a game. You go ahead with that.
I will take that.
I'll take the quarterback who could throw 4,000 yards and 40 touchdowns.
They won a playoff game this year?
Were the Cowboys in the playoffs this year?
I actually don't know. Did the Bucs win a playoff game this year?
No, they lost in the wild card to the Commanders.
That's right. Touche. We got Mavs and Lakers tonight at 7. Are we excited for the Luka game against Dallas? Is he going to play?
Curious.
Yeah. Is his fat ass in shape enough to play 40 minutes tonight?
He is, because they played Saturday was their last
game.
Okay,
so he's had enough time off now to go play his next game?
The fact that AD's not playing takes some starch out of
it. It does take a little, because having AD come back to LA would have been the other caveat to this, which would have been interesting, because I would imagine there was a big
Lakers are like 9 or 10 point favorites, and assuming they play.
Yeah, Dallas can beat them, but Dallas also just got housed by the Warriors at Golden State. So we'll see what happens. Luka going to Dallas is a bigger deal than Luka playing Dallas in LA to me.
Yeah.
Also a bummer because I got basketball practice at 7:45. So like I'll get to start watching this game, and if it's a good one, I'm going to miss a decent chunk of it. Yeah.
Try and get back in time for it. Is there an over-under tonight? Do we know what Luka's over-under is? Are we going to gamble on that tonight? I feel like the over would be the appropriate bet.
It's probably going to be too high, right?
I'd imagine it's somewhere
in the 25 and a half. Are you taking the over or the under?
If it's 25 and a half, I would take the over. If it's closer to 30, I'd contemplate the under.
See, I don't think they get that high.
But then you're concerned immediately if he has like three threes in the first quarter. You're like, damn it, I am screwed if I bet the under on that one.
He certainly could have the revenge. I think he's holding that for Dallas.
Like for the return Dallas game?
I'm seeing right now at DraftKings 31 and a half for Luka.
Like you're telling me Luka, they win this game. Let's just say they win this game, but Luka scores 18. Yeah, that seems like it's probably going to happen. I would lean the over at Dallas because Luka getting an and one and scoring 30 and screaming in the vicinity at Nico Harrison seems more logical in my brain.
Tend to agree with you there, Bob. I think they're going to give him one of these. That's the wrong one. Hold on.
Yeah.
Lakers do that tonight when Luka hits a three? Find out. I don't know. Somebody's saying I'm now taking a break at work so I can go eat something. Thanks, guys.
That's what we're here for.
Thank God we're done because I'm going to go eat something too, man. I'm hungry. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Dude,
that will do it for us.
People tend to like limpy bacon. I can't believe I'm posting this poll question.
He said, turkey bacon isn't good floppy. That's your issue, Sprague. Jesus, Sprague, keep digging that hole, bro.
Crispy bacon wins. Stop. Don't worry about what bacon I'm eating on a day-to-day basis.
He's a big bark dust guy over there. Big bark dust guy.
Gross.
Ooh, you want some uncooked bacon with your hash browns?
It's plant-based.
I love how chewy bacon is.
It's like a piece of gum. You keep it in there for a while. That will do it for us, folks. Happy Tuesday. Thanks for being a part of our show. If you missed the show, go check the podcast, 1080thefan.com, at Turton Sprague and at 1080 The Fan. We will talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Colin is next, listening to 1080 The Fan.
All right. I said I find it. Oh.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.